Investopedia defines a distributed ledger, which is what blockchain is, as a database that is consensually shared and synchronized across multiple sites, accessible by multiple parties. It allows transactions to have public witnesses, and the participant at each node of the network, a node being an individual computer, has an identical copy of the block or the ledger. And that's important, particularly in mortgage transactions, because it creates some difficulties that will have to be addressed. A change or addition made to a blockchain or distributed ledger are reflected and copied to all participants on the blockchain, so at least in theory, everyone's computer copy agrees with the other. This comes back to the concept of immutability. Presumably, if all copies of each copy of the blockchain is to remain identical, all computers on that network have to agree that the change has in fact been made. In theory, it makes it much more difficult for a hacker or a fraudster to come in and alter the information on this distributed ledger or blockchain. And that is one of the reasons they often use the term immutable in conversation about what blockchain or a distributed ledger is. All right. We have blocks of information that are stored in the block. And up here you will see within each block there is a hash. Each block contains a hash, which is a digital fingerprint or a unique identifier, time-stamped batches of recent valid transactions, and also the hack of the previous hash. Okay, that's important because it is being able to tie back to the previous block hash that adds, in theory, to the security of the whole block. And you have to have access to that, and you have to know it before you can come in and create a new block. Again, each transaction is entered on. It has a date and time stamp, and the computers who are on that network have to all receive it and agree that that is a permitted change. All right? Another concept that is important to remember is that there are two basic kinds of blockchain systems. One is called a permissionless system. A permissionless system is one that is public and can be open to participation to whoever wants to sign on and add their computer. All right? Most cryptocurrencies are based on a permissionless system. And the participants in a permissionless system can remain anonymous. You may never know who they are. Where we expect to see the real use for blockchain within the financial services world is the different kind of system called a permissioned system, a private system. In that way, only persons who are admitted by the consensus of the other parties are enabled to act and access the permissible blockchain. This is meant to secure the privacy of the data and the accuracy of the data, and to close it off from view of those who don't have any business receiving or transmitting or adding to that data. All right? I expect that most business applications of blockchain will be on this permissioned system. You'll have to have permission to be admitted. Here is a proposed blockchain mortgage flow that comes from a consulting firm who's already working in this space, for Scrapmore. And it shows what a blockchain might look like with respect to a mortgage transaction.